Bank of America announced its second quarter earnings this morning. The bank returned to earning a profit, but missed analyst expectations. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports the nation's second largest bank is still feeling the effect of bad mortgages.
B of A reports a net income for the quarter of about $2 billion, up from a $276 million loss from last quarter. CEO Brian Moynihan told investors business is fine, but acknowledged a cloud hanging over it.
You can see that the revenue is showing stability in most of the core businesses. You can also see, obviously, the litigation expense from our legacy mortgage issues continue to affect our earnings this quarter.
The bank set aside $4 billion for legal bills, twice as much as it earned, and that's after it had $6 billion for legal bills last quarter, which drove it into the red. The Justice Department is suing the bank for bad loans made by Countrywide Financial, which B of A bought in 2008. Bloomberg reports the feds want to settle for $17 billion, and the sides are still far apart. B of A also settled a private sector suit earlier this year for $8.5 billion. It announced today that it has reached an agreement with the biggest barrier to that settlement, a holdout from insurer AIG. That will cost more than $500 million extra. Meanwhile, the bank's team dealing with delinquent loans, again predominantly from the financial crisis, cost $1.6 billion. B of A's stock dropped about 35 cents to $15.48 at the time of this report. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.